If it seems as though political ads have taken over your TV, you're not imagining things. Political scientists at the Wesleyan Media Project have been tracking ads throughout the 2012 presidential race. And they say, with Election Day still more than a month away, the number of ads is about to surpass all ads in 2004 or 2008. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
In the final 3 weeks of September, nearly $90 million worth of ads aired in the presidential race. Erica Franklin Fowler, a professor at Wesleyan University in Connecticut, says a new record for number of ads should be set next week or the week after. She says that just about the only thing that hasn't taken off in the presidential air wars is the number of spots supporting Republican Mitt Romney.
I think we all expected that after the convention that Romney and the outside interest groups would saturate and dominate the airwaves, and that just hasn't happened.
Instead, President Obama's reelection campaign is out-advertising Romney, the pro-Romney super PAC, and other outside groups in 14 of the 15 top markets. Pro-Romney ads dominated only in Las Vegas.
In a world where we know that advertising advantages lend opportunities for persuasion, it's truly mind-boggling.
The analysis covers ads from September 9th through the 30th. It found that just 15% of pro-Romney ads were positive and just 2.5% of pro-Obama spots. On both sides, more than 60% of the ads were pure attacks, like this one.
Mitt Romney, tough on China? Since when?
And this one from the pro-Romney super PAC.
False, desperate attacks with no record to run on. It's the only strategy Obama has left. Paid for by Restore Our Future, which is responsible.
Today's analysis is the fourth this year by the Wesleyan Media Project. It's run jointly by Wesleyan University, Bowdoin College, and Washington State University. The report looks at congressional races, too, where about $50 million were spent in those 3 weeks. It was split almost evenly between Democrats and Republicans. The most expensive House race last month was in Ohio, around Canton, where two incumbents, Republican Jim Renacci and Democrat Betty Sutton, are facing off. It drew more than $2 million in ads, with two liberal groups and one conservative group weighing in. Also in Ohio, last month's priciest Senate race between Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown and Republican state treasurer Josh Mandel. More than half of the $6 million in ads came from outside groups, mainly for Mandel. One of those groups was Crossroads GPS, which was on the air in eight crucial Senate contests.
When you vote with Obama 95% of the time, it hurts Ohio. Don't let Sherrod Brown hurt Ohio. It's time to boot Brown. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the...
And that makes another point about the House and Senate ads. Again, Erica Franklin Fowler.
One out of every four since the beginning of this year mention Obama in a disapproving way or a way in which conveys opposition.
And how many congressional ads speak well of the president? Fowler says that's 1.4%. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.